Aid workers in Thailand say a change of leadership in Burma has dashed hopes that Burmese refugees would soon be able to go home. There are fears the new government will take a more hard-line approach toward rebel groups and refugees. The ouster of Burmese Prime Minister Kin Yunt last month has stalled progress on reconciliation talks with several of the country's ethnic minority groups. Refugee experts say that means more than 150,000 Burmese refugees, now in Thailand, have little chance of going home in the coming months. General Kin Yunt is under house arrest and has been accused of corruption. He played a key role in arranging ceasefires with rebellious ethnic minority groups, including a partial deal with the Karen National Union, or KNU. His successor, General So Win, is considered to be a hardliner, wary of the ceasefire talks. Jean Rigal heads the Thailand office of the aid group Doctors Without Borders. He says the talks had raised the refugees' hopes of going home.
I did participate to a huge number of seminar, conference, meetings about repatriation. We were really believing that it should be in the next months, and it makes a lot of hope within the camps.
The Thai government has supported Burma's steps to reconcile with its ethnic minority groups. Thailand has provided millions of dollars in aid to Burma and has called on the Rangoon government to open areas to enable refugees to return. But United Nations High Commission for Refugees officials say there now appears little chance of that happening anytime soon. The UNHCR representative in Rangoon, Rajiv Kupar, says solid repatriation agreements are necessary before the agency can help the refugees return.
There has to be agreement between the parties to the conflict, which would have to be then followed by an agreement on the various modalities of repatriation. So until we fulfill the first one, we don't see the situation being conducive to returns.
Many Burmese exiles and political observers say there are fears the Rangoon government may not want to pursue ceasefires and that it might seek to quash minority groups with force. Ung Saw is the editor of the independent Burmese community newspaper, The Irrawaddy, based in Thailand. He says it is not clear if the talks with the Karen National Union will continue.
KNU wants to continue, but at the same time, there are a lot of confusion on the Burmese side because after the removal of KNU, I think KNU is not clear who they are going to deal with.
Echoing comments by security analysts in Bangkok and diplomats in Rangoon, Aung Saw says troop movements near the Thai border indicate Burma is preparing an offensive against the Shan or Wa people in northeastern Burma.
In the war region, the troops are being alert, and some war leaders are worried that Burmese might attack.
Dr. Rigal, with Doctors Without Borders, says much more must be done to prepare for repatriation, even if ceasefire agreements are signed.
It will not be this year, maybe not next year. Even there is a ceasefire agreement, there is still a huge landmines problem, and there is also a lack of means on the other side. Nothing is ready.
Aid workers say the military government's internal power struggles have left Burma's refugees trapped, with nowhere to go and little hope. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.